بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and brothers, yesterday we had discussed what had transpired between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when he had gone to Mount Tur to receive the Torah. This was the promised place for his appointment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the conversation that had taken place between Allah and Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And now Quran mentions in that same period of time what had transpired, what had taken place with the Bani Israel. So when Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left to go to Mount Tur, then he had appointed Nabi Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, his brother, as his deputy to look after the Bani Israel, to ensure that they abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they do not become deviant in that time. And nevertheless, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left, the Bani Israel in this time were tested. And elsewhere in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions this incident in more detail in Surah Taha, the 16th juz. So here Allah references this incident, وَاتَّخَذَ قَوْمُ مُوسَى مِن بَعْدِهِ مِن حُلِيِّهِمْ عِجْلًا جَسَدًا لَهُ خُوَارٌ. That the people of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after he had left, sculpted from their jewelry, in other words, using the gold and silver that they had with them, they melted this and they sculpted a calf, عِجْلًا جَسَدًا, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as nothing more than a physical body. In other words, it did not have a ruh, a soul. It did not have any life in it. However, لَهُ خُوَارٌ, it was able to make a sound resembling the sound of a calf or a cow. So what had happened, or how did this incident take place? In the 16th juz, Allah speaks about a person by the name of Samiri. Samiri, there is difference of opinion, who was he? Some mentioned that he was from the people of Egypt, the people of Fir'aun. And when he saw Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was now becoming dominant, then he decided to join the Bani Israel and go with them. And others have mentioned that he was in actual fact from the Bani Israel. He was a leader of one of the sub-tribes of the Bani Israel. Nevertheless, whoever he was, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had now left, Samiri on one occasion witnessed Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam coming into this world. And Jibreel alayhi salam would come on horseback or on some conveyance. And Samiri noticed that when Jibreel alayhi salam would travel or would run, or that conveyance, that horse would run, then as its hooves would kick up the dust, then that dust would sparkle or would shine. And he realized that this was because this horse which had come from the heavens, or this conveyance which had come from the heavens, Jibreel alayhi salam had come on it, because it was now coming into contact with the ground or with the sand and the dust, this was creating some special effect in the dust. So he noticed this. So he then convinced the Bani Israel that take all your jewelry, all your gold and silver, and they had taken quite a bit from the people of Fir'aun when they had left Egypt. So take all of this, let us melt it, and we'll throw it into the fire. And then when it is now in liquid form, we will now sculpt an animal, and we will then turn our worship towards this animal. So he managed to convince them into doing this. And he then took a handful of this dust that the hooves of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam had touched, and he threw this into that fire as well. So he put this amongst the materials that were used to make this calf. And because of this, Mufassirin mentioned, this calf, although it did not have any life in it, but because it had this handful of dust or of sand in it, that was touched by the horse of Jibreel alayhi salam, it had some effect of a living being in it. And this is why it was able to make the noise of a calf. And other Mufassirin have mentioned that no, it was not able to make the noise on its own, but rather Samiri sculpted it in such a way that wind, when the wind would blow, then air would pass through it. There were some cavities in that sculpture, and air would pass through this. And when the air would pass through, then this would cause a sound to come out. So nevertheless, whatever it was, this calf was then sculpted, and they began directing their worship, their ibadah towards this. So Allah says, أَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّهُ لَا يُكَلِّمُهُمْ وَلَا يَهْدِيهِمْ سَبِيلًا. Do they not see that it cannot speak to them, it cannot guide them? In other words, something which cannot speak, cannot offer guidance, cannot help you, This should not be the object of your worship. This cannot be your deity who you prostrate before, you make dua to. اتخذوه وكانوا ظالمين. Allah says that they created this calf whilst they were oppressors. They were ظالمين. They made zulam upon themselves by doing this. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he rushes back to his people, and they then realize that this was an error. This was somebody had deceived us. وَلَمَّا سُقِطَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. So Allah says, when they began to regret over their action, وَرَأُوا أَنَّهُمْ قَدْ ضَلُّوا, and they realized that they had gone astray, then immediately they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالُوا لَإِن لَمْ يَرْحَمْنَا رَبُّنَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَنَا, and they said that if our Rabb does not have mercy on us and does not forgive us, لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ, we will be from those who have lost everything. So they showed their humility before Allah and their willingness to seek Allah's forgiveness. وَلَمَّا رَجَعَ مُوسَى إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا. What did Musa alayhi salatu wasalam do? So Allah says, when Musa alayhi salam came back to his people, غَضْبَانَ أَسِفًا, extremely angry and full of sorrow and remorse, that why did I leave them? I should have made sure that I put some plans in place that did not allow this to happen. قَالَ, he immediately goes towards Harun alayhi salam and he says, بِئْسَمَا خَلَفْتُمُونِي مِنْ بَعْدِي. So he addresses Harun alayhi salam and by extension the rest of the Bani Israel. He says, what an evil manner you have conducted yourself after I have left. In what an evil manner have you conducted yourself after I have left. أَعَجِلْتُمْ أَمْرَ رَبِّكُمْ. Were you hasty in seeking some order from your Rabb? In other words, you should have waited for the Torah to come. Some guidance would have been in there. You would have been told how to make ibadat, etc. But you wanted to do everything very quickly. وَأَلْقَ الْأَلْوَاحِ. And then in the state of anger, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw down those slates or those tablets that he had been given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَخَذَ بِرَأْسِ أَخِيهِ. And he grabbed hold of the head of his brother Harun. يَجُرُّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Pulling him towards him. قَالَ ابْنَ أُمَّ. When Harun alayhi salam sensed that now Musa alayhi salam was extremely angry and he's going to rebuke me, perhaps punish me, discipline me, he now addresses him and he says, قَالَ ابْنَ أُمَّ. He says, oh, the son of my mother. So he's addressing his brother Musa, and he's calling him the son of my mother. Why does he do this? Because whenever a person's mother is mentioned, then it creates softness in the heart. It creates some feeling of compassion. So he's trying to tell him that I'm your brother, we shared the same womb. إِنَّ الْقَوْمَ اسْتَضَعَفُونِ. That these people, they overpowered me. They regarded me to be weak. They did not recognize my authority after you left. وَكَادُوا يَقْتُلُونَنِي. And they were about to take my life. In other words, I was helpless. I could not stop them from doing this. فَلَا تُشْمِتْ بِيَ الْأَعْدَى. Now he says to him that, O Musa, don't allow our common enemy to rejoice. In other words, the Bani Israel, they have gone astray and they went against you, they went against me as well. We are united in our fight against them. But now because you are disciplining me in front of them, you are going to make them rejoice. They will see us fighting and they will then laugh about this here and nothing will happen to them. So la tushmit bil aada. This concept we find in the hadith also. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentions or makes dua that, oh Allah, I seek your protection from shamatatul aada. Shamatatul aada, when my enemy rejoices and laughs at me. In other words, don't embarrass me in front of the enemy. So he tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, don't do this. وَلَا تَجْعَلْنِي مَعَ الْقُومِ الظَّالِمِينَ. And don't regard me to be, or don't group me with the oppressive people. I have got nothing to do with them. They overpowered me, and this was not done with my authorization. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam realizes that it's not the fault of Nabi Harun. And here also, Mufassirin have written that in the state of anger, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw down the alwah, the tablets, and he grabbed hold of his brother. How is it possible that a Nabi of Allah had this amount of anger within him? So Mufassirin have written that this was not anger for his own personal reasons. This was anger for the deen of Allah. It was anger because the Bani Israel had now initiated a practice of shirk. And shirk is the worst thing that can ever come into any group. So his anger was for the sake of Allah, for the deen of Allah. It was not for himself. Therefore this type of anger is permissible. Al-bughdu lillah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam speaks about a person should love for the sake of Allah and he should hate for the sake of Allah. He should become happy for the sake of Allah, he should become angry for the sake of Allah. Nevertheless, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then calms down, the anger subsides, and he then makes dua, qala rabbi ighfir li wa li akhi. He says, oh my Rabb, forgive me and forgive my brother. In other words, forgive me for being hasty in rebuking him, and forgive him if he had fallen short in disciplining the Bani Israel. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik, and include both of us in your mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin, oh Allah, you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. So he makes dua for himself, makes dua for his brother. And also Mufassirin mentioned here, the reason he turns to Allah in dua and asks for mercy is that he was fearful that because my people did this, Allah may send a punishment to them immediately, and therefore he is asking Allah for protection, for salvation from this. So this was the incident that had transpired regarding the worship of the cow or the calf, and thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mention what takes place thereafter. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.